You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
We've been talking about this incredible topic called justice in an unjust world. We can look at the Word of God and we can find solutions to problems that are going on in our lives. We can find solutions to problems that are going on in our nation and in our world at large. And we have to continue to pray for. We have to continue to pray against injustices, pray against spirits of terrorism. I know today, as believers, we are reminded to pray for our nation. The anniversary for 9/11, we continue to pray for our nation. There are many injustices going in the world today. But I want to tell you the good news. The good news is God has an answer. Turn to somebody and say, God has an answer. If you are wondering, if you got up this morning and you were thinking to yourself, does God have an answer? I want to tell you, he's got an answer. So we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 41. If you'll find it in your Bible, we've been following the story of Joseph. And as you're finding that, let me just tell you that Joseph, he was a young man at age 17 when there was a life-changing dream that he had. That he would be a leader and others would bow down before him. I'm giving you the recap now. The cleft notes. If you didn't hear it, go back on the website and listen to it because it's really, really powerful. But I'm bringing you up to speed. He's his father's favorite son. His half-brothers hate him. They sell him into slavery when his dad isn't around. He becomes a slave in Egypt to Potiphar, the captain of the king's guard. He gets promoted to Potiphar's business manager. Potiphar's wife wants to have an affair with him. When he refuses, she lies and gets Joseph thrown into jail. I know you may know the story. In jail, he gets promoted to be the administrator of the jail. His jailmates' dreams, they can't figure out the meaning. And so he interprets the dreams. They get out of jail. He's still in jail for 2 more years. So this is where we come to in the story. So 2 years later, after he helped, he interpreted the dreams. He ministered to these two guys. He's still in jail. And they are not. Genesis 41:1. And let's pray. God, I pray that you would just, Lord, let your light shine as we read your word, as we study this beautiful story of Joseph. God, let us find something that we can take and run with and apply to our life in every area and every aspect. God, thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Everybody said. So Genesis 41:1 says, 2 full years later, Pharaoh dreamed that he was standing on the bank of the Nile River. In his dream, he saw 7 fat, healthy cows come up out of the river and began grazing in the marsh grass. Then he saw 7 more cows come up behind them from the Nile, but these were scrawny and thin. These cows stood beside the fat cows on the riverbank. When the scrawny, thin cows ate the 7 healthy, fat cows, at this point in the dream, Pharaoh woke up. But then he fell asleep again and had a second dream. This time he saw 7 heads of grain, plump and beautiful, growing on a single stalk. Then 7 more heads of grain appeared, but these were shriveled and withered by the east wind, and these thin heads swallowed up the 7 plump, well-formed heads. Then Pharaoh woke up again and realized it was a dream. The next morning, Pharaoh was very disturbed by the dream, so he called for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt. When Pharaoh told them his dream, not one of them could tell them what they meant. Now, what we talked about last time is what Joseph said to them, dreaming is God's business. Say it with me, dreaming is God's business. God is talking all the time, and some of the time he's talking through dreams. The world doesn't have the answer for what God is saying. You see how the Pharaoh, he brings in the wise men. He brings in those people, the magicians, the ones that would normally have an answer. But I want to tell you, God is speaking messages to our city. God is speaking messages to our businesses and to our nation and to our world. But unless the people of God stand up to identify what God is saying, they're not going to know what's going on. You see, Pharaoh knows in his spirit something is going on, but he turns to the world and the world does not have the answer. Here's the principle. No worldly wisdom can provide the solution the world needs. No worldly solution, no worldly wisdom can provide the solution the world needs. The magicians, the wise men, were the best Egypt had to offer, and they had no clue. There are going to be moments of time that God puts you into circumstances where nobody else has the answer. But you are able to interpret what God is doing in that moment. God is about to thrust you into business situations, life situations, relational situations where nobody else has the answer. But you are going to be able to interpret by the Spirit what God is saying. People around us, the world, our communities are looking for an answer. And guess what? The answer is inside of you. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal the interpretation of what the moment, what the season, what the time is calling for. Even powerful people, bosses, kings of regions and industries, people, listen to me, are going to be looking for the interpretation of what is going on right now. Look at the status of the world. People are looking around saying, what is going on in our nation, in our politics, right? In our government, in our education, in our culture. People are looking around saying, what is going on? Even in business, there's areas that are corrupt. There are areas within the government that's corrupt, and people are looking for an answer. They're looking for what is going on. Let me tell you, the people of God, this is the season when God is beginning to raise up Christian leaders to bring forth solution. Now, I want to talk to you here. Your window is coming. Can you take this right here? Your window is coming. Write that down really big on your paper today, because this is something that we need to begin to prepare ourselves. I know I've been saying it. God is preparing you to be a leader. God is preparing you to be the solution. God is preparing you to be the interpreter for what he is saying in the moment. Let's go there. Genesis 41:9 says, finally, the king's chief cupbearer spoke up. Today, I have been reminded of my failure, he told Pharaoh. Some time ago, you were angry with the chief baker and me, and you imprisoned us in the palace of the captain of the guard. One night, the chief baker and I each had a dream, and each dream had its own meaning. There was a young Hebrew man with us in the prison who was a slave of the captain of the guard. We told him our dream, and he told us what each of our dreams meant. And everything happened just as he had predicted. I was restored to my position as cupbearer, and the chief baker was executed. Pharaoh sent for Joseph at once, and he was quickly brought from prison. Let me tell you something. Stuff's going to start to happen quickly right now in your life. People that are in position are going to begin to call from you, and you're going to need to move quickly. You're going to need to be already prepared. Joseph was already prepared in his spirit. Joseph was already, he had already been fine-tuning his skill and his craft. He was ready for the moment when he was called for. Have you ever been in one of those situations? They're taking a step back here. Because the very man that Joseph helped in prison forgot all about him. So this is a great, you know, thanks, buddy. You know, I used my gift, I took my time, I took my attention and my care, and I ministered to you. I talked to you, I encouraged you, I gave you insights, and then you completely forgot about me. Let me tell you something. If you're working with people, if you're loving on people, there will be moments when it's like, were you keeping tabs of all this that I did for you, and now you forgot me when you got in the king's presence and you could have opened the door for me? You left me back here. I was looking for a hand up. So it's all right. Joseph understands what's going on. Let me tell you this by the Spirit. God knows what time it is. God knows what time it is. And God is in control of the clock. God is in control of the time. We may think that we're forgotten, but God has not forgotten us. And God knows exactly what time it is. And he's always on time. Just when Joseph thought it was in vain, just when Joseph thought he was going to rot away in prison, God said, now is your moment. Can I tell you today by the Spirit, now is your moment. Now is your moment. Now is your moment. I know you might be in the dungeon of your circumstance right now, but God is saying, now is your moment. Just in an instant, this is what happened. Genesis 41, 14 says, Pharaoh sent for Joseph at once, and he was quickly brought from the prison. After he shaved and changed his clothes, he went in and stood before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream last night, and no one here could tell me what it means. But I have heard that when you hear about a dream, you can interpret it. Now listen to what Joseph says right here. He said, it's beyond my power to do this. But God, somebody say, but God. But God can tell you what it means and set you at ease. So Pharaoh told Joseph his dream. Listen to this. Confidence and humility. Confidence, but also humility. Joseph shows both those things in this. He can hold his head high in the presence of kings, but he also knows his limitations. Why? Because his confidence is rooted in God. This is very important, because if our confidence is rooted in ourselves, guess what? We're counting on ourselves. We're counting on our own limited ability. But watch this. Let your confidence be rooted in God. As you walk in your purpose, if you're only confident in what you can do, you'll never be good enough. Or you'll be on shaky foundation, because there's no humility there. Great leaders have a beautiful balance of confidence and humility. If your confidence is rooted in God, you will have more than enough to get the job done. Because I'm not counting on my confidence and my abilities. My confidence is in his abilities. And his abilities are working through me. Somebody say this with me. Prophetic leadership. This is what I really, really want us to make sure that we walk out of here with. Prophetic leadership. This is a concept that God really wants us to live with. Genesis 41:25. Joseph responds to Pharaoh. Joseph responded, both of Pharaoh's dreams mean the same thing. God is telling Pharaoh in advance about what he is going to do. The 7 healthy cows and 7 healthy heads of grain both represent 7 years of prosperity. The 7 thin, scrawny cows that came up later and the 7 thin heads of grain withered by the east wind represent 7 years of famine. This will happen just as I have described it. For God revealed to Pharaoh in advance what he is about to do. Interpreting the times and seasons is a prophetic thing. Listen to me, business people. Listen to me, educators. Listen to those that are doing big things in business or the area that God has called you to. Interpreting the times and the seasons is a prophetic thing. And God is about to pour out on his people such a prophetic anointing that you will be able to see what God is doing before it comes. Scripture says, listen to this. This is not just my interpretation of this. This is what the Bible says. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Young men will see visions. Young men, old men will see dreams, right? What is a vision? It's actually a prophetic vision, right? The dreams are prophetic dreams. Young men are going to see prophetic visions. Old men are going to see prophetic dreams. And so God is going to begin to lead us in a prophetic way. God is going to cause us to be prophetic leaders in the last days, no matter where you are. And it doesn't have to sound like, well, thus saith the Lord, stay on the straight and narrow, do this and do that, thee, thou, and thine. No, that's not, you know, only a fraction of prophecy actually even sounds like that. The majority of God working prophetically in your life is going to sound like the Holy Spirit with your voice. An on-time direction, an interpretation of something that God is doing. But God is raising up prophetic leaders, and he wants his people to have an edge. Do you want to have the edge? You want to have the edge in whatever area God has given you to serve in and lead in? Well, this is what the edge is. It's prophetic leadership. God wants his people to have that edge. And when you're hearing things before they're happening, when you're seeing things before they're happening, this is what God wants to, when you're discerning things, this is what God wants to give us. Genesis 41:29. I want to continue to show you this. The next 7 years, this is Joseph talking, the next 7 years will be a period of great prosperity, verse 29, throughout the land of Egypt. But afterwards there will be 7 years of famine so great that all the prosperity will be forgotten in Egypt. Famine will destroy the land. This famine will be so severe that even the memory of the good years will be erased. As for having two similar dreams, it means that these events have been decreed by God, and he will soon make them happen. Therefore, Pharaoh should find, listen to this, Pharaoh should find an intelligent and wise man and put him in charge of the entire land. Then Pharaoh should appoint supervisors over the land and let them collect 1/5 of all the crops during the 7 good years. Have them gather all the food produced in the good years that are just ahead and bring into Pharaoh's storehouse. Store it away and guard it so there will be food in the cities. That way there will be enough to eat when the 7 years of famine come to the land of Egypt. Otherwise, this famine will destroy the land. I want to show you how kingdom business is conducted. This is so amazing. We can see a glimpse of how God wants us to operate in business and in our communities. Joseph has a foot in both worlds. Watch this. He can interpret dreams. He's a spirit man, but he also has a practical solution from God. He shows his business acumen. Joseph has 1 foot in the spiritual realm and another foot in the practical natural realm. Joseph not only has a dream interpretation, he has a business plan. Do you see that there in the scripture? Joseph doesn't come with, hey, I'm just a spiritual guy. Because he had plenty of magicians. He's saying, look, I not only have an interpretation for your dream, I have an application for your dream. I have a business plan. And this is kingdom business. He seamlessly goes from interpreting a dream and he rolls it into a business plan that will save the nation. Listen to me, leaders. This is so important because God is going to begin to give moments, opportunities, and we have to be ready, not just to be strong in the spirit, but to be strong in the practical as well. The world is not looking for people that just have their head in the clouds. That's great. You can get your head in the clouds and you can hear a word from God, but can you apply it? Moses was not only able to go up the mountain, he was also able to come down the mountain and apply what he saw. The new leaders, the kingdom leaders, are going to be people of action that can not just hear the word of the Lord, but they can apply it. If you want justice, you have to seize your moment. You see, if Joseph would have came in to the king's presence, flustered, given the wrong interpretation, or kind of off his game that day, and then in addition, he didn't really have a solution, business plan idea going on, you know what? It would have played out much different for him. But he was able to seize justice. He was able to walk into his justification because he was ready. He was prepared. If you want justice, you have to seize your moment or your moments. Show that you have ability in the spirit and in the natural. This is the reason, believers, why many fail. They either are standing on one leg or they're standing on the other. Either they love the Lord and they only operate in the practical natural realm, or they love the Lord and they only operate in the spiritual realm. But kingdom business people know how to operate in both realms. They have two legs to stand on, spiritual and natural. You see, God didn't create us as spirits with no bodies. Guess what? He created us with spirits with bodies. We are supposed to operate in both realms. So kingdom leaders operate in the spiritual and the natural realms. Here's the next thing. God always uses a man or a woman. God always uses a man or a woman. God is looking for somebody to stand up and be his leader. Joseph not only came with a plan, this was his job pitch. Come on now, kingdom people. You got to see this. You see this. This was not, he didn't only say, I can interpret your dream. He rolled out a business plan and he threw down a job pitch for himself. I'll show this right now in the scripture. This is great. Joseph said, you need to find a man, right? Who can work this plan. You need someone who is wise and intelligent. Don't you know that Joseph had just wowed the whole room? He had just blown the whole room away. All of Pharaoh's counselors, all of the wise men and magi sitting there and there weren't able to give the king an answer. Joseph just gave the answer for the dream and a business plan. Joseph wasn't saying, Pharaoh, you need to find a man. Joseph was really actually saying, I'm your man. What is the sales mantra? ABC, always be closing. Joseph knew how to close the deal. He said, guess what? I'm going to give it to you up here in the spiritual. I'm going to give you the business plan right here. But I'm going to wrap this thing up. And I'm going to close the deal. If you want to walk into your season, you got to be prepared to close. You got to be prepared for action to be able to finish what God has given you to do. Joseph was a closer and he knew how to close the deal. He had been sitting in the prison thinking, praying about it. He had spent plenty of time down there, and he said, I am ready for my moment. And he was ready, sure enough. Leaders, we can't be afraid to step up to the plate and say, I'm the man. I'm the woman. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm the leader. I'm the solution to the problem that you're looking at right now. Let's read on. Genesis 41:37 says, Joseph's suggestions were well received by Pharaoh and his officials. So Pharaoh asked his officials, can we find anybody else like this man who obviously is filled with the Spirit of God? You see, it's so important to close the deal. It's so important that Joseph didn't leave it just at the business plan. He said, you got to find a guy. I'm your guy. Let's go further. Because I want to talk about coming into your season. This is so profound. And I want you to see this as a picture of what God wants to do for you. Okay? Are you ready? Say, this is what God wants to do for me. Genesis 41:39. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has revealed the meaning of the dream to you, clearly no one else is as intelligent or wise as you are. You will be in charge of my court, and all these people will take orders from you. Only I sitting on my throne will have rank higher than yours." Pharaoh says to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt." Now understand right now that Egypt was the largest kingdom. Egypt was the center. Egypt was the biggest. This was the big place. All the other nations were spread out around here. So this is a huge thing. So Pharaoh removes his signet ring from his hand and places it on Joseph's finger. He dresses him in fine linen clothing and hung a gold chain around his neck. You would think he's a hip-hop star, right? Then he had Joseph ride in the chariot reserved. He's got the wheels too. He has Joseph ride in the chariot reserved for his second in command. And wherever Joseph went, the command was shouted, "Kneel down." Was this the dream that Joseph had? When somebody shout wherever Joseph goes, "Kneel down." So Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of all Egypt, and Pharaoh said to him, I am Pharaoh, but no one will lift a hand or a foot in the entire land of Egypt without your approval. Then Pharaoh gave Joseph a new name, Zephanath-Paneah. He also gave him a wife whose name was Asenath, and she was the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On. So Joseph took charge of the entire land. When God brings justice, it's a beautiful thing. In one moment, Joseph went from a slave and a prisoner to the second in command of Egypt. The Bible says God makes everything beautiful in his time. Can you just let that sit in your heart for a second? God makes everything beautiful in his time. We have to trust the timing of God. We have to trust the timing of God. Can I show you this? Joseph was 17. 17 when he received the dream. But he was 30 when he received the manifestation. 17, 30. You can do the math. 17, 30. Let me show you what God wants to give you. Let me show you what Joseph received. Number one, Joseph received the proclamation. The proclamation was honor and affirmation. Pharaoh first gave him honor and affirmation. He had been stripped of his robe. He had been stripped of his honor. He had been stripped of his name, his family legacy. And guess what? Pharaoh said, "This is the first thing I'm going to restore to you. Honor and affirmation. I'm going to tell you what you haven't had a father in your life to tell you. Affirmation." He gives him affirmation. Number two, the signet ring. Now the signet ring is authority. He didn't have a bunch of signet rings. Kings didn't have a bunch of signet rings. They only had one. And it went to their number two man. This was authority and it was covenant. Rings always symbol covenant. They symbolize covenant. See, Pharaoh was saying, I'm making covenant with you. God is making covenant with you. Number three, he dresses him in fine linen. This is covering. What his father and what Potiphar failed to do, the Pharaoh, king, and he's representative of what God is doing. God is covering you. God is going to cover everything, every past, every dishonor that's happened to you. He's going to cover it like it never happened. And the new robe was greater than the two he lost. Can I tell you that? This linen robe was greater than the coat of many colors. It was greater than the robe that Potiphar's wife ripped off of him. This robe, nobody could take off. And it represented also the priesthood. The priest wore linen. He was a man of God. He was a man, he was hearing from God. He was the conduit from God to speak the word of God. So God is going to dress you in linen. He's represented, he's given you linen. Number four, the gold chain represents prosperity and it represents purity. Prosperity, God wants to prosper you. God has a plan, right? To prosper you and never to harm you. But also gold represents purity. He was a man of integrity. He was a man of purity. Even when he was offered a shortcut, right? He was a man of integrity. Number five, the king gives him the chariot. The chariot represents mobility and freedom. This means so much for someone that's been enslaved by circumstance. If you have been limited, if you've been in a box, if you have been restricted, God wants to take you to a place of mobility and freedom. Number six, the name change. Watch this. God is giving you in this season a new identity. He's saying to you, you are no longer a slave, you are a leader. You are no longer bound by what was binding you, you are now a leader. You are now free to lead. And seven, last, he gives him a wife. This, in this particular instance, represents healing and legacy. Healing and legacy. Let me tell you something. It was so powerful what happened on Saturday with Healed for Life. But I want to tell you something. If you are not healed, you cannot walk into the fullness of your purpose. It's like a great warrior going into battle, but he is bruised and he's hurt and he's bleeding. He's not able to win like he could. So when we're not healed and we're trying to walk in our purpose, guess what? We're limited by the lack of healing in our lives. God wants to give you healing and a legacy. You see, from his wife came what? Ephraim and Manasseh. Right? Ephraim and Manasseh. Which one means overflow, right? And the other one means God has made me forget. Forget all of my pain. Healing. I want to tell you, if you've been frustrated with the process, if you've been frustrated with the process, you've been fighting the same circumstances, and you just feel tired, I want to encourage you today, keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. There is justice that God is about to pour out. But sometimes there's a waiting period, right? Genesis 41:46 says that he was 30 years old when he began serving in Pharaoh's court, the king of Egypt. And when Joseph left Pharaoh's presence, he inspected the entire land. The process takes patience. I want to tell you, you're about to walk into your season, but you got to be patient. When Joseph received his first dream, he was 17. Manifestation came at 30. Dreams take time. Purpose takes a process. Galatians 6:9 says, so let's not get tired of doing what's good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. See, the devil's biggest trick is to get you to give up. If he can get you to give up, then guess what? You'll miss the whole blessing that you've been going through, all the pain, all the prison, all the slavery, all the circumstance, all the hating. To get to this blessing, the enemy just completely got you off track. We miss the blessing completely when we give up. And I know some have been waiting. And I want to tell you, it's not in vain. Your time is coming. If you stay faithful in what God has given you, you will not fail. Can I say that to you? If you stay faithful, you will not fail. God causes the faithful to succeed. God causes the righteous to succeed. And God will grant you justice. And let me tell you something. When justice comes, it will be worth the wait. It will be so sweet that you'll say, it was worth what I had to endure. Because it's just that good. It's just that good. How many mothers know that when you get that baby in your arms, you say, all that pain, all that labor, all that carrying, all that uncomfortable season, it was worth it because of what I have. What I have is greater than what I've gone through. Will you close your eyes with me? Put your hands over your heart today. I want you to know today God has got you covered. Maybe you've been worried. Maybe you've been concerned. Maybe you've doubted. Maybe you just need to be reminded today that God has you covered and your justice is on the way. God hasn't forgotten about you. He's waking the right people up to open up doors for you. Just like he woke up Pharaoh with a dream. He will wake up people in high places to open up doors for you. Because it's your season. Because it's your time. Get prepared. Start preparing now for the blessing. Even now. Because it's time to take faith. It's time to take courage. God is in control. God is in control. And I just speak to each and every person that's listening right now that you would just touch their heart. I speak courage into their spirit today that no matter what battle they have faced, no matter what battle they are facing, that you have called them to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower, blessed in the city, in the field, and they're going out and they're coming home, in their household, in their jobs, in their businesses, in their sector, wherever that they go, God, you've called them to be a blessed people. You've called them to be the head, the leaders. Lord, I thank you that you would encourage them today. Speak encouragement. Breathe encouragement into their spirit.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.